sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. I'm the broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. If you need to contact me, if you want to contact me, if it's on the air, just call me. I'm on here right now at 840-1000 in the 405 area code. 840-1000. Call, ask a question. Be glad to answer it for you. With us today is Larry Robbins, owner of Robbins Roofing. Stormy weather brings out a roofer, doesn't it, Larry?
It brings them out of the woodworks.
It does, but you don't need stormy weather to come out. You're a year-round roofing company, aren't you?
Year-round, 23 years this year.
How many years?
23.
23 years? Yep. Wow. Right. Wow, that means your boys are getting older.
Oh, my goodness. That's...
You guys started well before you had kids.
Yeah. Where did the time go?
I know. Well, it went on roofs.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
It did, didn't
yeah,
it? It went sure at ball has. Games.
Yeah.
It went at your church.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk today about roofs, and I wanted to invite anybody to come and ask a question. We book Larry three or four times during the spring because – it is so important that you have good information about your roofing. We've had bad weather come through. Was it last weekend or weekend before last?
Well, it was last Saturday, and then we got another, North Edmond got another storm a couple of days ago.
So there's some hail has come down. I mean, we had hail at our house, but
yeah.
Small.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because everybody in our neighborhood just got a new roof. We don't want yeah. another one, right?
I understand.
So what should the people in North Edmond? It hit in Edmond a couple weeks ago, too,
yeah.
or last week.
Last
and
week.
Now it hit again yesterday, well, I think it was.
It's actually all the way from Piedmont all the way out to Wellston. It's a large, large storm.
Okay.
So, and we're in lots of neighborhoods. We're seeing... taking care of lots of people and seeing brand new yard signs with high CIB numbers, license numbers, which tells us that these guys haven't been around very long at all. And so the consumer base, just be careful who you visit with and who you trust to help you through the process.
We're going to kind of go into that as to how you can know, because people are good talkers.
Sure.
And they talk a good game. They sound very country, very honest. And they're almost like carnival barkers.
Yeah.
You know, in reality.
If somebody knocks on your door and promises you the world and it sounds too good to be true, there's that old saying, if it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true. So
right.
just be careful.
Well, and some of the things, some of the claims these folks make are you don't have to pay a deductible with us.
Yeah. We'll pay your deductible. We'll put money in your pocket. We'll, you know, buy you a big screen. There's all kinds of things out there.
Well, and if a roofer has to buy you a big screen TV to get your business, wonder what that says about the roofer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You just, an insurance company, I honestly, if you get a big screen TV and lots of money in your pocket or any money in your pocket after an insurance claim, that likely is defrauding the insurance company, which is a criminal charge.
It is by law considered insurance fraud.
Wow. So. Wow. So that's a bad deal.
You know, typically, if you've got a 20, let's just say the average roof in Oklahoma is around 15,000 off and on. Some are 30,000, some are 50,000, but the average is around 15,000. So
right.
if you have, you know, anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 deductible, if you can get a $15,000 or $20,000 roof for just your deductible, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
you know. So, but sometimes, you know, like for us, if it's a widow or a single mom or something like that, we do everything we can to help create what we call a triple win: a win for the homeowner, a win for the insurance company, and a win for Robbins. And we do that by meeting with the adjuster, making sure that everybody's on the same page, making sure all the code upgrades are covered, and that, you know, at the end of the process, everybody's happy and everybody won.
Warm and watertight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You've been through the process with us a few times.
And I have been. In fact, I've been through that process with you many times.
Yes.
And I guess what I'm most impressed about with your company is I had a big roof.
Yeah.
And a steep roof.
Very steep.
Tall. Very tall. Mm-hmm. But you guys were in and out of there in 2 days. On my roof.
Yeah. And in the summertime, we can do most houses in, not all of them, but most of them in 2 days. The one we just finished for one of your clients, we did in 1 day, and it was a pretty good size roof.
Wow. We were glad to get that done. I told that story last week, Larry, about how, and anyone who didn't tune in last week, or even if you did and not pay attention, here's the story. We had one of our listings that we were unaware roofs. I mean, we were unaware that there was anything wrong with the roof.
Sure.
Roofs look great from the street view, right?
Yeah.
A couple of times you've shown me pictures of my roof that I'm going, well, it looks fine to me. Doesn't have any ruffle shingles or anything.
Yeah.
Lays flat, looks good. And then you show me pictures from the top.
Yeah. Most people think if it's not leaking, there's nothing wrong with it.
The way the weather comes.
Yeah.
And you're going, well, yeah, it looks great from down here, but from where the rain comes, it's got holes in it.
Yeah,
and not,
absolutely.
And one time it was not indentions. It was holes in my roof. So you guys got right on that that I didn't have damage inside my house, which was great.
Yeah.
And each time I think I had I noticed a spot on the ceiling.
Sure.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And I thought, do I need a roof? Or of course, I don't think I need a roof any time. I think I just need a new boot around a vent or something.
Sure.
And then you guys get up there and you go, you've been hailed on.
Yeah.
And both times that I was hailed on, we were out of town and didn't know that a hailstorm came through.
Yeah.
So that can happen.
Happens a lot.
So if you see your neighbors getting a roof, you need to call. In fact, call Robbins Roofing and just tell them, send Becky's representative out here. Tad Drake is our rep at your company so that everything's in one place with us because we tend to deal with a lot of properties.
Sure.
And he'll come check it for you and tell you the truth.
The truth. That's the key because there are lots of guys out there. I went to a repair out in Tuttle yesterday, and the insurance company referred their roofer. And so he went out there, and it was wind damage in one area. And he quoted him a price and basically told him, this is your price, but we have no interest in taking care of you. They were flabbergasted.
Because it was a small job.
Yep. So they went on to Google, found us. Tad was supposed to run the lead, but he was busy, so I ran out there. I got there, I looked at it, and I said, the roof's in good shape except for the wind damage. And I gave him our minimum repair charge price. And he said, when can you get it done? I said, I'll try and get it done for you next week. He said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and cut you a check now. And I said, well, that's up to you. You know, it's not necessary. He said, no, I might not be here, so I want to get you paid. So
this guy had read the Google reviews.
Right. Yeah.
About your company and how you – do you know something? You said something earlier today, just a few minutes ago, that impressed me because it is the same attitude we take in our company. You didn't say, we took care of the roofs. We took care of the people. We take care of a lot of people. Well, a lot of people in the real estate industry say, we did so many transactions this year in our office – we refer to the people that we help, and we go, we helped this many families this year
right.
do you know, fulfill their need in real estate. So,
well, our mentality is you win. Tiger Woods says, if you're winning, everything else will take care of itself. You win by taking care of people.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. Guess what? When it comes time for them to need a new roof, who they're going to call?
Right.
And what I didn't finish was, excuse me, we're getting the repair done today.
Oh,
so
there you go.
We called them, said we're going to make it happen today. And so it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Well, and when we come back from our break, I'm going to finish telling the story about the roof that you guys helped us with that you put on this week.
Sure.
Because it is a cautionary tale.
Yeah, and a great example.
Yeah. So we'll stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. If you would like to see property in the metro, we do have concierge realtors standing by to show you property. Full service. You know, I had a client this week, Larry. We're here with Larry Robbins, by the way, of Robbins Roofing. And I had a client this week that wanted to list their house, and they wanted to buy a house. So they went out while they were getting their house ready. I said, let's just take 2 or 3 hours and you guys go out and look at 3 or 4 houses and let's just see if we can zero in on what you want. Mm-hmm. And they did. They were going to, but Joe met them in our office and they called back and told me, they said, Becky, I said, I followed up and I said, hey, Terry, did you get to look at houses? He said, well, actually, we just looked at 2 because we spent quite a bit of time in your office looking at dozens of properties. And we have this huge monitor in a little tiny conference room thing. And you're able to eliminate a lot of properties by looking at the overhead view and going, oh, well, that backs to the turnpike. And I love that. I love that it backs to the turnpike. So
right.
I want to see that one.
Right.
Or no way am I going to buy something that backs to that. No. I'm not going to do it. And looking at the pictures inside, and the eye of a realtor sees different things than the eye of a typical consumer.
Sure.
I can flip through 30 or 40 pictures of a house and sort of give you a value
sure.
on that house because I look for windows, what kind of windows it has, have they been replaced, how high are the ceilings, how dated, does it have popcorn ceiling,
right.
is there an extra driveway on that 2-car garage house.
Is there granite versus formica?
Yes.
Things like that.
Is wood floor. There's different things that would cause a house to sell for a little bit money or eliminate a house from possibility.
Sure.
And so Terry goes, well, we were able to eliminate a lot of houses because Joe showed us different things. So we pretty much narrowed it down to 2 houses.
Yeah.
Now, we want you to go look at houses.
Sure.
Because there are, you use your sight and your intellect
sure.
when you look at videos.
Yeah.
But you, when you visit a home, you use all your senses.
Right.
You can hear the traffic noise.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel what the neighborhood's like driving into it.
Sure.
Are there lots of cars parked in the street? Are there, does everyone in the house in the neighborhood have a CB antenna looking for aliens or something like that? I mean, there's things that you can tell
right.
from a neighborhood just driving through it.
Right.
Listed a house this week that backs up to the new water park in the city, Splash Pad Water Park, in Moore. They're just building it, so it's not quite done. Well, that would make a big difference.
Sure.
To someone, I mean, literally, you could put a gate in your back fence and walk
to the water park.
It's right there.
Yeah.
And someone with a bunch of little kids is going to love that.
Sure.
An old grumpy couple that doesn't like to be around kids is not going to want that.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's things and the smells of a house, the smell of a neighborhood. We've got some neighborhoods near a dog food plant that sometimes don't smell too good.
Yeah.
And maybe downwind from a lagoon of some kind.
Yeah.
So there's things that you have to consider when buying a house. So, but I'm going to tell the story. Let me remind everyone of the story I told last week about Robin's Roofing. We had a roof. The buyer of this property was under contract to buy it, and they sent their roofer out to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Their roofer says that roof's totaled. It needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So we called the insurance company of the sellers and said, "Hey, this roofer says that," and it was a reputable roofer.
Sure.
"This needs to be replaced." The roof, the insurance company agreed. Then we realized, wait a minute, that's the new insurance company that just took over this coverage. Hailstorm didn't occur during their coverage period.
Sure.
But, and our sellers go, how can they tell when the hailstorm came? How can they tell?
Well, it's called technology.
Uh-huh.
I can pull up an address right now in my app, and I'll pull it up. It'll tell me every date and what size the hail was and how long it fell.
Right. And
I can go back 5 years. I can go back 10 years. I can go back 1 year.
So it was covered.
Sure.
Previous coverage. Well, the insurance company had been with in the last 2 years, and the insurance company was obligated. The old insurance company, no longer receiving a premium, had it covered during that time. So they came out. And that insurance company gets on the roof, appears 30 minutes early, by the way, and says, "Well, I don't see anything wrong with this roof. This is a fine roof."
Yeah.
And was getting off the roof, ready to leave. And Shelly in our office called and realized that he was getting ready to leave. And so we said, "Wait a minute. Tad's coming." Tad said, "I can be there in 8 minutes."
Yeah.
Tad came within 8 minutes and looked at the roof with the guy, the insurance adjuster, and insurance adjuster would not change his mind. So Tad said, had the presence of mind and the experience to know, "Well, let's call, let me speak to your supervisor." And Tad spoke to the supervisor, and the insurance company had to pay for the roof. Because Tad's not going to make it up. If the insurance company's not responsible, he's not going to say they are. So anyway, the insurance company bought that roof, and we would have had a real fight on our hands had it not been for Tad Drake from your company that came out and did that. So, and that's frankly not that uncommon of an occurrence.
The thing is, what Tad did was he looked out for the best interest of all parties.
Right.
And he has the experience, and he knew that what that insurance adjuster was doing was wrong. And so he called him to the plate on it. And that's why it's important that whether it's us or another reputable roofing company, sign the agreement to give them the power of attorney to meet with the adjuster and get everything done for you. It creates peace is what it does. Yeah, and when you sit down to sign an agreement to get everything done, everybody's on the same page and everybody wins.
Be right back. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. Look at the properties firsthand. See the live feed into our multiple listing service by going to BeckyIvins.com. You're going to get more pictures there than anywhere else on the internet for our local properties. You are going to see more pictures on BeckyIvins.com. Well, there are others that have as many pictures, but mostly you're going to that's the way to get it. The national websites do not have as many pictures typically. It is time for... Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do a small repair or a whole house, whether it is residential or commercial. They work with integrity. That's our word of today, is integrity, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. So, to contact Robbins Roofing, it is 728-3700, 728-3700. Integrity, tell me about that, Larry.
Well, at the end of the day, it's just about doing the right thing and treating people the way you'd like to be treated. And I think that sums it up in short term. we operate under conviction, and so we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We're not the perfect contractor, but if there's an issue, if there's a problem, we're going to sit down, we're going to visit about it, whether it's the fact that we may have damaged a rose bush on a two-story house that's a 12-12 or whatever it might be, we're going to do the right thing.
Right. Well, and working with integrity, you're doing the right thing by everybody. Just you're being honest.
Sure.
Using your experience. Yeah. And your longevity in business, running a business the right way. How long have you been in business?
This is our 23rd year.
Okay. Now, this is not an infomercial for Robbins Roofing, just so you know. Call in and ask a question about anything about roofing, because, Larry, you say exactly like I say, is we are not the only, what I say is I'm not the only good realtor out there.
Right.
But I am among the best.
Sure.
And you are the same thing. You have integrity, which puts you far and above most roofing companies or people who claim to be roofing companies.
a friend of mine called yesterday, and he said, "Larry, I've got a little bit of wind damage, and I was also in the path of the hailstorm, and I want to know, you know, what I need to do." He moved here from a country city a couple years ago. And so I went out and looked at it and identified the shingle. I'm out off of hip surgery 9 weeks ago, so it's kind of difficult for me to get around on some roofs these days. But anyway, I looked at it, and he told me who his insurance company was, and I was like, well, they're very conservative. But because I wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing, I had Tad go look at it as well. And he saw some things that I didn't. He's much younger than me.
So, well, he could just do the climbing a little bit easier, right?
So he went and looked at it. We got the roof repaired temporarily, and he said, "No, Larry, this one's totaled." But I just wanted to be sure, because I was kind of at the 50-50 deal. But he saw some things that I didn't, because I couldn't get to the
different parts
of the roof. But I wanted, and it's not just because he was a friend. I would have done that for, you know, somebody who I didn't know.
You do it all the time.
Absolutely. And so I just want to reaffirm that we're not a contractor that's going to get up there and create damage. We're not a contractor that's going to get up there and tell you need to file a claim when we don't think you need to file a claim. We'll call it the way it is, and most people respect that.
Right.
So,
well, how can you tell if a roofing company is a real roofing company? Because when we have these hailstorms, there are folks that go around and knock on doors trying to sell roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, caution everybody you know, folks that are listening here.
Yeah.
Caution your friends and your relatives to check out their roofing company.
Well, a lot of the HOAs won't even let those guys in the neighborhood. Like, you're not even allowed to come in and do that.
Well, it's soliciting.
But your license number, like, we're just required to be licensed a few years ago. So my license number is 80,251. It's our CIB number, Construction Industry Board number. It's also our commercial endorsement number. You have to have that number on the commercial side to do any commercial work. And so if that number is over 2,000, that means they were the 2,000th roofer to be licensed.
Yeah, but you said yours is 80,000 something.
Well, it's the last, it's the back end of the number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody has 80,000 and then it's the back end, 251. So I was the number 251 company to get licensed.
Oh, I see.
And so I was in a neighborhood yesterday and there's several signs in the neighborhood with a mobile number and their license number was almost like 22,000 or 2,295 or something like that. So that tells me they're very, very, very new.
Right. Well, and experience.
Yeah.
Experience counts if you've done a lot of business.
Sure.
I know that I've got, there are people, not that many left, who have license numbers prior to mine.
Right.
But I do more business in a year than they've done in their lifetime.
Right.
And experience counts. You learn something from every opportunity that you have in business.
Well, if you look at it from a logical standpoint, do you want to hire a contractor that has one year experience or 6 months experience, or do you want to hire a contractor that has 20 years experience? We just got our 20-year deal from the Better Business Bureau acknowledging that we've been an A-plus rated business for 20 years.
Wow.
I mean, that should mean something to the average, you know, homeowner or business owner.
Well, it should. Any consumer, that should mean a lot to.
Sure.
And then you can go on the internet. I think it's oscn.net. And mm-hmm. you can check out your roofer.
Absolutely.
And some of the larger roofing companies, frankly, some of the insurance companies you can check out. And they have more lawsuits against them. Sometimes I'm thinking, really, have you done that many roofs? Because they've got so many lawsuits against them.
Yeah.
I've had opportunity to help somebody twice where a fly-by-night roofing company, and I say fly-by-night because they fly in here
mm-hmm.
by night, and they pick up a few roofs and make good bucks, but they purchased substandard, discarded roofing material.
You know, it's good that you bring that up, because if somebody's knocking on your door saying, I'm going to pay your, they don't even know what the deductible is, and they'll say, I'm going to pay your deductible. You got to make sure that, you know, from an agreement standpoint, that you're getting what you're paying for. There's all kinds of different ways that you can cut corners in this business. And so just, again, dot your I's, cross your T's.
Beware.
And beware.
Beware.
And I want to also affirm that there are some really good contractors in the metro area that have been around a long time. So we're not the only one. We can't do it all anyway. But
well, I mean, your attitude's much like mine. It's like, well, thank goodness there's some other good realtors out there. I wouldn't have time to sell all the houses.
Sure, sure.
You know, yeah. Because you couldn't have a quality experience if you're trying to do too much.
Yeah. Also want to remind people to there's the Oklahoma, it's called ORCA, Oklahoma Roofing Contractors Association. We've been a member there. I've served on the board there. Make sure that your roofing contractor is an ORCA member.
Yeah, I sold the building where they office.
Oh, yeah.
I do some small business. I should mention that.
Yeah.
Each year we do a handful or less of small commercial things.
Sure.
So I'll tell you, it is time for us to take another break, and this is our last one. We only have a little bit of time left. If you want to call in and ask Larry a question, I've got Casa Pericos gave me a handful of certificates yesterday for free lunches. So call us 840-1000, and we'll return right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins along with Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing this stormy season. And we do have a caller that's going to take advantage of our Casa Perico's free lunch they're offering today. Sherry, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
I just changed insurance 2 weeks ago, and I had this $2,500 deductible. And then I called them back about 2-3 days later and said I wanted a $1,000 deductible, which upped my rates. And I was concerned because this is the month for hail, you know, and windstorms and everything, about how much my deductible would be if I had to have a new roof. Now, my other insurance company said I had to pay $4,800 up front, that this is a new insurance law if I had a new roof, in addition to my deductible. And I just changed over and changed to $1,000 from $2,500 deductible. Are you familiar with that? Am I going to have to pay $4,800 in addition to my deductible? And they said it's a state law, you know, across Oklahoma. And now this was my other insurance company, and the new insurance company didn't say anything about it. So I'm trying to figure out if I have to have a new roof on, are you familiar with how much deductible the state requires now?
Sherry,
minimum.
I am so glad you called, because Larry is going to tell you the truth about that.
But right. Okay.
Here's what it sounds like to me, Sherry. It sounds like that the previous insurance company may be changing your policy from a replacement cost value to an actual cash value. So what they're saying is that you would have to pay your deductible plus the depreciation. But as far as the law goes, the insurance company is the one who determines the deductible.
So it would get, and since I've changed to a new insurance company, I might not have to give them the $4,800 up front. I might just have to pay the standard deductible. And they were trying to tell me this was because of all the wind damage, hail, and tornadoes in Oklahoma, and that it's across the board, and that every insurance company is requiring that if you have to have a new roof, $4,800 up front. You don't know anything about
it? I have not heard such a thing.
That may just be something they're telling me.
Yeah, we deal with a lot of adjusters and a lot of insurance companies, and I have yet to hear anything like that.
So as far as you know, I would have to pay my standard deductible and no more if I called you out to get a new roof, right?
As long as you make sure that you have replacement cost value, you have to make sure that they're not selling you a cheaper actual cash value policy, because that's where people get hurt.
Oh, you mean I might not have replacement cost value? Okay, well, I didn't know, because I'm going to have a roofing inspection done, and I'm just not sure how that works. So if I don't have replacement cost value, I could end up paying more.
Yes, ma'am.
Sherry, call your insurance company. Call your local insurance representative.
I haven't gotten an estimator out there yet, so call them first, right?
Well, call the roofer first.
Yeah, have us come out and do an inspection, and let's make sure... Let's verify and make sure what kind of damage you have, and then we'll tell you the truth about whether you need to file a claim or not.
Oh, great. Good idea. Okay. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Sherry, I'll tell you something. Many insurance companies have a different deductible for the roof than they do for the rest of your policy. So sometimes it is 2% of the face value of your policy for your deductible.
Okay.
And it sounds like that insurance claim adjuster or whoever you were dealing with was trying to make it sound like it was state law, and it really is what the policy said rather than state law. Every company does not do the same thing. I do not have – I mean, it's just different from one policy to the next. But I know that we dealt with one about 3 weeks ago that the homeowner was just almost 100% sure that they had replacement cost value, and they did not. It was actual cost value,
which was an extra $3,300.
Right.
And then this 2% you're talking about of the value of the insurance policy, I'm insured for $239,000. My gosh, that's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's almost $5,000. And you just don't know it unless you read the fine print, I guess, right?
Yeah, you got
to
be.
You need to get. Go ahead.
You really need to. When you sign on, you need to dot every I, cross every T, as to what your policy is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a lot of people get
done it.
They get wrapped up in saving the money and the premium, and mm-hmm. sometimes you get what you pay for. So just be very careful and ask all the questions you can with your insurance agent.
Know what your insurance policy says.
And it's a good idea to get an adjuster out first.
No.
I don't mean an adjuster. I mean a roofer.
Yes.
Get a roofer out to look at the roof. Okay.
Preferably Robin's Roofing.
Yes. Robin's Roofing doesn't charge you one thing to come out there, and they will tell you the truth. And
well, I probably will call you then. Yeah,
there's not a charge for them to come out and evaluate your roof for you. They're hoping to get the roofing job from that. So let's be clear.
Sure.
They would like
sure.
your loyalty there.
Sure.
They don't demand it, but they sure would like it.
Yes.
Because they will do a good job for you with your insurance company to get everything. The roof upgrades, the code upgrades on roofs are a huge deal.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that when you come back. I'd like you to come back in a couple weeks. Let's talk again.
We're
going to talk about code upgrades on because they're thousands and thousands of dollars, the code upgrades here locally in Oklahoma. So that is an interesting thing. Mr. Gannon, I know we have a caller. Is that somebody I know? Okay. Well, let's take a question. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just wanted to give you some information. I'm an insurance agent here in Oklahoma City, and she does have to pay her deductible. She'll be out of pocket for that. But what they're talking about is not depreciation, but it is actually the contractor's overhead. And some insurance companies are now requiring the individual to pay the overhead for the contractor, which they can require. They cannot require them to pay the depreciation up front. What she needs to do, and anybody listening this needs to do, is contact your insurance agent and find out exactly how that insurance company is going to process the claim.
So
it is, it's not something that's required by law. It's not, it's just an option that the insurance company has.
Okay, so I want to be clear on this, and we appreciate your call. We signed somebody up to do the roofing, the garage doors, that we basically are the general contractor. Typically, when you have more than three trades, you get overhead and profit on it. You're saying that the insurance companies have the right to say we're not paying that any longer?
The insurance companies can require the policyholder to pay that overhead and profit prior to or while they have the claim. Okay, and they can require them to pay it up front.
So it's just an upfront cost, but they get it on
They get it on the back end.
Gotcha.
But they cannot require someone to pay the depreciation up front.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very, very good point, Ken. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. That's very helpful. Thank you.
I wanted to say thank you to Larry Robbins for being here. I do want you back in a couple of weeks because we've really got a lot of code updates here in the metro. We need to go over those because folks need to know.
They need to know.
I wanted to remind everybody that Stand Up for Seniors Day at the State Capitol is Monday, April 8th. Monday, April 8th is Stand Up for Seniors Day. It's 9:30 to 1 o'clock. There's going to be tables. I know you're providing a table of waters and different things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so that you can see your representative. You can talk to your legislators in person during that day as a senior and tell them your concerns. So Senior Day at the State Capitol is April 8th, 9:30 to 1. And Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing, I thank you so much. You are just a wealth of knowledge in the construction business and, of course, in the roofing business. And you guys remember our word of the day today, integrity.
Thank you, Becky.
Okay. We'll see you here next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.